talking about a while ago about things that you mentioned, you know, cooking with skillet and so forth. And what are some of the other things that your mother would have around in the kitchen?
Not pressure cookers. You know what a pressure cooker was. She had large cookers. When she cooked, I mean, she didn't just fix something herself, and she fixed really good. Started out with 8 children, and that was 10, and 2 of them died, and as young, but 6, I don't know.
How many children did you say you had?
3.
Two
girls. The fellow that put in the shopping center married my daughter. And the other daughter's in Somerset, Kentucky. She worked for Butcher. So I just want to be good.
Well, I go ahead and throw up East Tennessee and dump them in Butcher. Where Butcher's from? Is he from Union?
Union, Maynardsville.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. That's not too far over, is it?
No.
Yeah, what about the eating utensils you have to eat with? You have your
spoon, fork, and knife.
And sometimes when a woman, say, wanted to put some cut flowers in something, she just sticks them in a
vase.
What about the flowers that are alive and they're growing? You know, you have them in dirt, what you call that? You put those in. Say you want to have some live flowers that are growing, you put those down in the dirt in a pot. Fill a vase or just a...
My wife could tell you. I can't. She's a flower raiser.
After a woman washes the dishes, she does what? She
dries.
Yeah. To get the soap off, she does what to them? She turns the water on.
Rinses them and wants a dry cloth.
You mentioned dry cloth. What about going to wash it?
Well, that's something heavier, at least in my home. Of course, they use that soap.
You call it a dry cloth that you dry with, but what do you call it, a cloth that you wash with?
Wet, I suppose. It was wet, so.
Ever call it a wash rag or a dish rag?
Well, nah. Sometimes they'd use something on their face or whatnot, they'd throw it with it.
What about one that's using the dishes with a special name for it?
Not that I recall.
And the thing you draw off with, you drive the tub with.
Wow.
When you turn on the water there, the thing you turn on the what? You turn on the
faucet?
What about this outside the house? You still call it a faucet out there?
You would, but now there were no faucets about our house. That old picture mouth fountain, that was it. You just went out there and drawed your bucket of water, paper water.
If you had it on a barrel, you know, some kind of things on a barrel, would you call it a faucet too?
I think so.
Let's see. Talking about those things you use around the house and so forth, something if you want to put some oil in.
What they did back there was a pitcher. But now today, I guess it would be.
The did you you mentioned that you had, I guess, had buggies and wagons and so forth.
No.
Can you tell me about